Hey, hello, you're talking to Travis Wolfgard, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at SHA-1 encryption. So, I'm not big on politics, right? I don't tweet about politics much. I don't talk about politics much. I'm going to put that aside. But there was one thing that was very fascinating to me in the 2008 election. So, just bear with me for just a minute. The 2008 election, the winner was predicted ahead of time. You may have seen this. By Nostradamus, not the Nostradamus reverse writing Nostradamus, but by Nostradamus, which was a website that went ahead and wrote down who the winner was going to be and gave you the MD5 hash sum of the document. Now, if you know MD5 hash sum, you're like, ah, that can only be that document, right? That's what we use for signatures. That must be it. A tip for you, MD5 is broke, as you probably know, and SHA-1 is broke, which you might not know. In 2008, with MD5, what they did was, using a chosen prefix attack, they were able to, with a big old stack of PS2s, a big old stack of PlayStations, were able to generate a collusion, right, where with several different files, you get the exact same resulting MD5 hash. And that's why they were able to predict the election, because all the candidates had the same MD5 hash. And they're like, ah, MD5 is dead. So people are like, well, what are you going to do now? We'll use SHA-1. Fast forward 8-9 years. Unfortunately, not in time for the election, because that would have been cool. That would have been a much better story. Don't know why you didn't do that, guys. But other researchers, not using a chosen prefix attack, which is what broke MD5, but using a identity prefix attack, which is what has now broken SHA, not using a stack of PlayStations with MD5, but a whole bunch of Amazon EC2 instances in the cloud. Oh my God, we gotta love the cloud. In the cloud, these researchers have done the exact same thing. Now with SHA-1, we can create collusions. We can create the same hash file or hash value for different types of content. Why do we care? Well, two things. One, from a cryptography perspective, we care because we use these signatures for identity, right? We use these signatures for establishing trust. We use these signatures for non-repudiation. When you can no longer trust my signature is my signature, but it could be anyone else's signature because they got a cloud or a bunch of PS2s, we have a breakdown in the very foundation of cryptography. The second reason why we care is, and this was a quote, I believe, from Adam Shostak, but if I'm wrong, correct me. Amateurs study cryptography, experts study economics. Amateurs study cryptography, experts study economics. I like that quote because I don't want to sit here and talk about the math of crypto, because that would bore you and me and it would not be much fun. What I do like about that is looking at cryptography as a life cycle, looking at cryptography as an economic function and an activity. With every single aspect of our environment, when we're maintaining it, when we're building it, we got to look at that cryptography that is in place as it's built and realize we got to maintain it over the longer term, knowing that they're going to throw bigger and better clouds and game systems at it over the years, breaking down what we maintain. So there's always the fact that any security control doesn't age well, and encryption is a perfect example of a control that a couple years ago, SHA-1 was fine. A couple decades ago, MD5 was fine. Now, not so much. So we need to maintain it. We need to fix it. We need to get ahead of the game and correct things. Alternatively, we can protect the next election. If they had just waited, right? Hash those files. It'll work. It'll work out. So whatever you're using, do your research. Go to the latest version. Crank up your settings in your firewall. Crank up your settings in your certificates. Crank up your settings on your encrypted email. And let me know, what do you think is going to get broken next? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Cheers.